Reish Ches. Tzif Ches through Tetzvah.
Very good. Very good.
Baruch Hashem Rechazim. On Maizu Sherek HaKhoyah, Chaim Weberman is in charge of bringing over the cakes to the shul on Friday night. Friday night they have a learning program in the shul, in the local shul, and Chaim Weberman is in charge of bringing over two cakes every week. Now, he doesn't make the cakes every week, nor does his wife. He calls up neighbors and asks them every week, instead of, can you make the Bekitzer, his neighbors, the Kaplans, get a call one Friday afternoon from somebody else who was called and wasn't able to produce the cakes. Whoops, it's 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and we didn't make any cakes for Shabbos. We didn't make any cakes for Shabbos. Do you have any cakes in your freezer that you happen to be able to give over? Sure, no problem. Give over a cake. Give her a cake. Few minutes later they call, is this a cake which is gluten free? Yes, it is. So we have to tell everybody that it's charcoal. No, it's mezainis. No, it's mezainis. Don't worry about it. A little while later they remember that, hold on, it's made out of Molino flour. Molino flour is made out of wheat starch, and it's made together with a mixture, it's 53%, and 47% like cornmeal and other things. That's what it's made out of. Therefore, Lachura, there's a big question, how much mezainis you have to eat? You have to go now and tell them in shul, put up a sign in shul, they only remember Shabbos, you put up a sign in shul that you have to have two pieces of cake, two kizesim, to be able to make al mechir, or not. The truth is that if you look in the badat bag, that's what it says. Under the badat texture, on the Molino bag, there's different types of Molino flour, but the one that has, that's hamaiti, it says one has to eat two kizesim to be able to bench. Because since there's a mixture of flour together with cornmeal, therefore it doesn't count. Sounds like the whole thing is not mezainis. How does this work? First of all, is that true? Is that true? Or we can count all the ingredients, we can't count all the ingredients. They figured it was true, they went running to the shul, and he stood there the whole night as people were eating pieces of cake to tell them, shul Baruch Hashem put that wine and other things, and dates. You were in the shul, Kinnira. Dates and almonds that people should be able to make brachas. And he's standing there. Kitzur, he tells the guy, you have to eat two kizesim. One of the guys tells him, no, I don't. I had some wine. And I'll just throw in my alamichya into my... I'm making ala gefen anyhow. I'll throw in my alamichya. And the guy next to me hears, he says, oh, I had dates and almonds. I could do the same thing. Or do I have to make a bracha on the almonds? I have to make a bracha. Or does the bracha that I make on the dates pass on almonds? Well, help everybody out. What's going on? So lacha is as follows. If a person mixes two types of flour together, one is a maizi type of flour, chamesh mini dagan, and one is a non-chamesh mini dagan, like cornmeal. Corn is actually a big machlekes for bracha to make on it. On maizi, the machaber paskins that any type of kinyas that you make into a flour and you make into a bread, it's a shahakol. As opposed to rice that you make into flour, it's a mezernis. Kinyas you make into flour, buckwheat, ukedema, whatever it is that you're going to do, kasha, which is buckwheat, koisemet, then it's going to be a shahakol if you grind it up and you turn it into a bread item. It's going to be shahakol. Now, corn is a shiloh, is a chasam sefer, the mishnah brings down chasam sefer, he's a mitzvah, maybe it's a mezernis. Certainly that's not the minig ha'olam. The minig ha'olam is to make a Hadama on corn itself, and if you grind it up, then you make a shahakol. Cornmeal would be a shahakol. That's how we paskin. So if you have the cornmeal together with this wheat starch, 53% and 47%, says the mechaber, l'chora, if you only had a kezias of between the two of them together, you only had a kezias, you make a hamaitzi at the beginning because it's called shemesh mechmish mini medogon, make a hamaitzi, and he says something fascinatingly interesting. He says you make an alamichya at the end. You make an alamichya at the end, but if you turn into a tavshil and you have the half a kezias of molino of wheat starch and half a kezias of corn, then he says you make a brain of fashis. In the grain, this is what's going on over here. Why would you make an alamichya? L'chur, if you had a kezias between the two, once you don't have a kezias of wheat flour, l'chur, you don't have a kezias to be able to make alamichya either. Toi Sefer, he says, make a brain of fashas. Mishnah Berurah says, it's machlekes achreinim. Best thing to do is eat a teichas suda. If you want to be simach on the ramal, on the machaber, you could. Or lachar, you can be simach on the grain as well. Seems like towards the end of the sif katan, and make a brain of fashas at the end of the day. The mice in this case, therefore, lachar, this is where the this is where the Badas has come from, to say that you have to have two kezeisim to be able to make an alamichel. Now, nevertheless, all the rest of ingredients, let's say you make a regular cake with regular wheat flour, and you put in eggs, and you put in sugar, and you put in oil, and you put in whatever else that you put inside, how much do I have to make an alamichel? So I have to have two kezeisim because half of it is oil and sugar and whatever? Says Mr. Gura, no. The minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, that since it's all mitzarf together, and they're all tufel to the flour, they're enhancing the flour, therefore they're all concluded in the kezayis. It's only we have two different types of flours, that they're both ikers, then you can't include both of the flours. But if you have a flour with sugar and other things that are enhancing the flour, the ikers of the flour, then the minhag is to include everything. The question was machmer. Well, the mice, that is the minhag ha'olam. Nevertheless, the person say that's dafka if it's something which is all mixed together, like the mashmash Mishra Berurah. 7-layer cake, you can't include the cream inside. You wouldn't be able to include the cream inside. So merely you make an alamichel. Lach is make alamichel. On fruit, you make ala gefen. Al peiris. If it's a peiris, there to sell, al peiris sell. Now, this guy that was there and he's making it on his dates, and he's making ala gefen on his wine. So he ends off actually ala arts al priya gefen. Some people add a gefen, al priya gefen. The meaning is to make it ala arts al priya gefen. Can you throw in the alamichia as well? That's really halacha towards the end of the siman, if you could throw it in. But l'chari, if you did throw it in, if you have a suffix whether or not you had a shear, then l'chari, you would be able to throw it in. If you know for sure that you didn't have a shear, it's not so much you could throw it in, because you're for sure not chayef. You didn't have a kezayis, you're not mechuyev to, and therefore, you shouldn't throw it in. Now, if you have dates, and you have almonds, and you want to make a, and you didn't, altogether you had a kezayis, there the halacha is that, no, I shouldn't say altogether, it depends how much you had. If you, let's say you had a few kezeisim. So there, the halacha is, you just make ala eitz while priya eitz, and it includes your, all the priya eitz that you have, l'chur, even almonds. Almonds are priya eitz, at the end of the day, l'chur would include that as well, even though if you would have just had almonds by itself, you make a brain of fashis. But if you had almonds, and now you make a brain of fashis, and then you went ahead and you had dates, you lost your ability to make a brain of fashis, lost, you don't need to. You make ala eitz while priya eitz, and that will automatically pater your almonds as well. You will say, if the dates grew, majal dates that are grown in Yerichai, l'chara, you make a ala aretz v'al perisel.